this has been a pretty good thing, Brent. Titus, take us back when you first organized this thing.
Sure. So I actually went to the website to check. It looks like 2019 was the first year. And as we've mentioned before, it's not a novel idea. Iowa has several of these, and we watched what happened across the Mississippi, and a group of us here from Mercer and Knox County got together and said, hey, we can do this. We can highlight these kids and the livestock, and we can make things better, you know, for these county fairs. And so we started in 19, a little bit uneasy about, you know, how it will be accepted. Will anybody show up? And honestly, in 24, I would tell you that people take livestock to their county fair with the goal of making it to the throwdown, which was our goal. I mean, that's what we always wanted, to reinvigorate the 4-H shows and to make them more meaningful.
And then as far as the timing, Brent, so you look at, you know, this weekend, this event taking place Saturday, August the 3rd at 5 p.m. So you finish up kind of the run of county fairs, and it's kind of, I guess, the in-between leading up to the state fair. How important is that in all of this, you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's twofold. First of all, it is important because, you know, kids want to win, and then they want to go on to state fair and be successful. And, you know, if you scroll through the winners on our website, the number of animals that we've had that have won at the throwdown, that have went on to win at the Illinois State Fair is staggering. I mean, we've had the Grand Heifer, the third overall steer, Grand Gilt multiple times, Grand Market Lamb twice come out of the throwdown. And so that's pretty neat, right? That hey, we're going to show them, we're going to win at the throwdown, and we know we're going to have a chance at Illinois. You know, the second thing is, I think we all on the board would always wish that we didn't have to be so close to the state fair, because we worry that we might lose animals that people think that they could win the state fair with. They're like, oh, I don't want to take them out on that Saturday. But honestly, we hear more and more people say, you know, the throwdown's important. We're gonna go, and then we're gonna go to state fair. So we're proud of the fact that lots of our winners have won at Springfield. That's what we're shooting for.